Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're hanging out with Buddy Blake to talk about a really interesting property in Wilmington, 6027 Mount Carmel Park. Buddy, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this property is something special because it sits in the Village at Mott's Landing, which is one of those established neighborhoods that a lot of buyers overlook. But honestly, that's exactly what makes it appeal.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about the Village at Mott's Landing. So you're saying it's not one of those brand new developments everyone's chasing.
Exactly. And it gets even more interesting when you consider the specs on this particular home. We're looking at 2,625 square feet, three bedrooms, three full bathrooms. And that extra bath is really the key here. Built in 2016, so it's got modern construction standards, but it's not premium pricing. It's on a quarter acre lot with a two-car garage. The whole package is designed for how people actually live today.
That makes so much sense. I mean, three full bathrooms in a three-bedroom home, that's not something you see everywhere, right? What's the appeal of having that extra bath?
Right, exactly. It gives you so much flexibility. You could have a dedicated guest suite, a home office, multi-generational living. The options are really there. And at 2,625 square feet, the layout doesn't feel cramped. You've got real distinct living, dining, and gathering areas. It's built for entertaining on weekends and working from home during the week.
I love that you're thinking about how people actually use their homes. So location-wise, where does this fit in the Wilmington market? I know you mentioned the 28412 corridor earlier.
The 28412 zip code is Southern Wilmington, and this property gives you that sweet spot where you've got convenient access into downtown Wilmington, but you're also close to everyday shopping and dining. It's established, which means the neighborhood has already settled in. You're not betting on future development. You're buying into something that's already proven. And if you're comparing options in this price range, you'd probably also look at communities like Marsh Oaks or Porter's Neck Plantation. But Village at Mott's Landing has its own distinct advantage for day-to-day convenience.
That's really helpful context. So for someone looking at homes in this price range, and I'm guessing we're talking about the 800,000 mark based on what I'm seeing, what should they be thinking about?
Well, the listing price is 800,000. And here's the thing. You're getting a 2016 built home with three full baths, a generous lot, and a two-car garage, all in a recognized subdivision. For buyers seeking move-in ready space with room to grow, this really does check the boxes that matter most. The neighborhood is mature, the construction is solid, and you're not paying new construction premiums.
No kidding. So if someone's interested in learning more, where do they go? What's the best way to explore this property?
There's a full listing page with all the photos, floor plans, and complete MLS details. We've also got a cinematic property tour that gives you a real aerial perspective of the home and the lot. And if someone wants to schedule a private showing or just ask questions, they can reach out directly. No registration walls, no hassle, just a straightforward property inquiry.
Perfect. Well, this was awesome, buddy. Thanks so much for walking us through 627 Mount Carmel Park and really helping people understand what they're looking at in this part of Wilmington.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about homes that are genuinely built for the way people live. This one's a solid example of that.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.